The state of Delaware spends more than $10 million a year on financial aid and scholarships at UD for in-state residents. Now the school wants taxpayers to gradually increase their contribution to $19 million a year. UD President Dennis Sasanis said that would match the school's commitment and be enough to pay tuition for kids from half of Delaware's families. Room and board would not be included.
I'd love to partner with our state, our legislators, and the government to do something bold, which could be of a tremendous transformational impact for our state and our economy.
Governor John Carney talked about the request while touring a campus biopharmaceutical research facility now under construction. The state is spending $12.5 million on that project. Carney was noncommittal about the tuition proposal.
We don't want to spend more than what we can sustain in the future. And that's why, frankly, investments in this facility are important, because you can make it a one-time capital investment, and it's not ongoing after that.
State Senator Dave Lawson sits on the Joint Finance Committee. The Kent County Republican would rather see the state help kids pay loans after they graduate.
You're taking money out of hardworking folks' pockets and giving it to people for a free ride into college. We've got a lot of dropouts. I'm not willing to invest taxpayers' money on a maybe.
Lawson said UD could tap more from its $1.6 billion endowment.
If you've got money in your pocket, why would you go ask somebody else for money?
Lawmakers also will watch state revenue estimates while weighing their decision. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.